Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Hughes Norton's going to join us coming up in the next hour. Local guy, former agent, former Tiger Woods agent. We're going to talk about the Open with him. And then Brian Batko, Steelers beat reporter, is going to join us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. That is coming up at 1 o'clock. All right. I just need a little mindless subject here for a couple seconds, just to be honest with you, because we've had some pretty heavy conversations for the first, hour and 40 minutes on this show. So the other night, and I'm not going to give it away, I won't give away any of the storylines for Superman, but I will say this, that our city looks fantastic in the movie. I thought the movie was really, really good. I thought it was well done. As somebody that really liked the original one with Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder and Jackie Cooper, I think was that? Wasn't Jackie Cooper the movie? That was kind of the standard for Superman and Gene Hackman. I thought this reiteration of Superman was outstanding. I just thought it was great. Little things here and there, but nothing that would make me think that it wasn't a 9. I thought it was a great movie. So, one of the things is that Crypto, Superman's dog, is in this movie. And as you've heard me talk before, we have two dogs. One is named after hockey gloves, and the other one just kind of sounded good with Baskin. We use the word Boomer. So one of our dogs is Boomer, and the other one is Bauer. And,
I'd be careful about giving out their names.
Why?
Next step, people are getting their social security numbers. They're stealing identities.
If you steal my dog's identity, you got big problems. Both of them. I always like with Bauer, Bauer's kind of got brown hair. So I've always thought he looked like Chewbacca a little bit. He's like a tiny version of Chewbacca from Star Wars. You good with that? Star Wars. I need to get you up to speed on that.
Point out Chewbacca on a chart.
You totally know who Chewbacca is, Jeff. Come on.
I don't.
You have no idea who Chewbacca is.
I might be able to guess. Andy, I've not seen any Star Wars movies. You know that.
No, I didn't realize you haven't seen any?
No.
Zero?
Zilch. No. I'm sure they're phenomenal. I just never did.
Dan, are we surprised by this?
No.
Okay. Do I need to tell them how many movies there are or anything like that? Or just
aren't there like good eight of them now?
I mean, didn't...
Aren't there about eight?
I mean, you could tell him as many times as you want. He's just going to look at you and go, well, that's nice.
When the Family Guy knockoffs on Star Wars come up, I turn the channel.
Didn't Ron Howard did one of them, didn't he? He did the Han Solo movie, didn't he? He had to come back in and fix that thing?
Yes. I think that's how it went, is they had to bring him in to fix it.
Yeah. So,
it's my guy Ron.
I'm really surprised there's a Ron Howard movie out there that you haven't. By the way, Ron Howard is in that Apple TV series studio I was telling you about this morning. There's a great. I'm telling you, Jeff, you got to see the show. Okay. You would love it. Anyway, so the moral of the story is we see Superman the other night, and, Crypto the dog is in there, and you guys have seen this, right? Does Crypto look a little bit like Boomer, our dog? Yes or no?
They're white in color, are they not?
I have not seen the movie yet, so I cannot say with certainty.
I showed you the picture. Yeah, come on.
Aren't they just white dogs, Andy?
No, they run the same, and they kind of look the same. They're about the same size, too.
Gee, two dogs about the same size run the same, huh?
And look the same.
They're white, Andy. Your dog has curly hair. The other one looks like Scraps the dog, who rubs up and down against your leg.
You are warped. You are absolutely warped, Jeff. So the bigger question here...
Remember when Airplane?
Yes, I do remember.
Scraps.
I'm going to avoid all the Mr. Phelps lines from the cockpit of that movie. Is that better?
Well, he wasn't playing Mr. Phelps in the movie.
He may as well have been. He may as well. And if you
God
had
bless you, Peter Graves.
If you had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
His brother was Jim Arness of Gunsmoke fame.
Oh, wow. Now I'm smart.
James Arness, Peter Graves, brothers.
Anyhow, I came home and I called the dog Crypto because he looked like Crypto.
And he didn't pay any attention to you and ran out the other way.
No, he kind of looked. He was like, what are you talking about? And he kind of went away. He's got a little attitude. My question is, can you rename your dog? Dan Menigan.
See, a lot of people do when you like get them either from, like if you go to the APL or if you go to any kind of a breeder or something like that. I mean, they're typically given a name and then a lot of people will rename them from there. But boy, I
That's danger, Andy.
I don't know. I don't know if you can rename a dog that's like over the age of like three.
Especially if it's the same person calling him the name.
We got 3 minutes for this. 216-474-0092. Can you rename your dog? And does it matter how long you've had the dog? That might be part of the issue too. I don't know. I after, you know, further review, there's no way I'm going to be able to rename the dogs, especially because our daughter will never, ever, ever want to change Boomer's name. But I got to tell you, Boomer looks like Crypto. I wish we could put
the little white dog. One has straight hair, kind of scrappy. And the other, yours, has curly hair. They're little white dogs.
Jeff, I put these two dogs side by side in a picture, and you can't tell me that they don't look similar.
Well, they look like little white dogs, Andy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Two German shepherds walking down the street. True. Hey, look, they look the same.
Jeff Thomas, who I respect way more than you do and always have. I just want you to know
that. No, I respect Jeff.
Came in here and said.
You respect Jeff more than you respect me. That's what you meant to say.
No, that's what I exactly said.
No, you said you respect Jeff Thomas more than I do.
Dr. Red Pen.
I just want to make sure.
Okay. I respect Jeff Thomas's opinion on a lot of things.
Yeah, more than me. That's okay.
I think you've made the commitment. I don't think you want to deal with the wrath of your daughter or probably your wife, too.
No, I'm done. But can you change your dog's name?
I think there's a threshold, and then after that, once you get past that threshold, you can't. Like, it's like a 90-day thing, you know?
Really?
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go, man.
Somebody's got to know better than I do.
A better answer. Because I know that they said, I know if you go adopt a dog, they typically name the dogs when they get them at the adoption agency.
I know
people will then change their name from there when they register them.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to cause psychological problems for our dogs because we love our dogs. But I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there that has changed the name of their dog?
Imagine the vet psychologist bill you're going to have.
Why, if they start calling in?
No, if you change their name. Who am I?
I was very leery.
Who are my parents?
I was very leery on Crypto in the movie. I'm just going to be honest with you on this, without giving anything away, but Crypto killed it. Absolutely killed it. Great in the movie. And I really thought, as I looked at like all these side stories for the movie, Crypto was really good. I don't want to give away. What's statute of limitations on being able to talk about the movie? Dan, you have the official book on that, don't you?
I've always thought it was a week. I thought the rule was a week. I think that's how we always did it with, we always did that with Curb when we would do the Curb recaps with Jeff Thomas. We always gave it a week.
Hmm.
So I'm working under a week.
Hmm. Jeff, what's the statute of limitations on talking about a movie?
Oh, got to give it a month.
Oh, wow. A month?
Yeah. People don't get out in the first week.
I don't know. This movie made a lot of money last week. They did a great job of making the city look good, too. I can't say that enough. All right. If you want to chime in on that, you can. 216-474-0092. How long can you change the name of your dog without messing them up too bad? I also want to bring up another story that I think is interesting. It's the Teddy Bridgewater story. And I don't know if you've caught any of this. High school coach at Miami Northwestern right now. And he was suspended.
Former NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. He said on a Facebook post that he told everyone, he is suspended because, and Dan, let me make sure I get this right. He allegedly provided impermissible gifts to his players. Like, he would bring them food? I don't know. Was he paying? He said Bridgewater posted earlier this month on Facebook that he paid for Uber rides, meals, and recovery services for his players last season, and he asked fans to donate to help cover such expenses because it was coming out of his pocket. I think when he went to social media on that, didn't the school like kind of have to self-report on that? I would think they would. And that's what happened. He said in confirming his suspension that he self-reported the payments to Miami Northwestern. So he told them that he was doing it, and then the Florida High School Athletic Association told Rivals on Monday it was gathering more information. I don't know. Should a high school coach be able to buy meals or throw a kid in an Uber if they're having trouble getting home? Or, you know, like if there, what if there's no bus service?
Is this the reality, the real world of people trying to be good people?
That's what I think.
Or is this the hypocrisy of high school regulations?
What do you think?
I think it's the hypocrisy of high school regulations.
I mean, as long as Bridgewater wasn't like, and by the way, if these kids were, I think Florida's an NIL state. So.
He was also volunteer coaching. He was not an employee of the school.
I don't know. If this is true that he was just paying for Uber rides and meals for, like, what if the kids don't have enough money to eat? Or if you keep kids late, it's not like the lunchroom's still open. So, I mean, but maybe there's a different way that you have to send the money through the school. Like, maybe you could have the booster club pay for pizza meals or high-carb meals the night before a football game so you can contribute to that as a parent. And then recovery services, I'm assuming that's like Ice Tub or something like that. I don't know. Do you think that that's the, what do you think of the story?
I don't know enough about it. I've just read what is out there about it. It sounds like high school regulations getting in the way of reality and a coach treating his kids well. But we don't know. You know, if he got a kid from another school and the kid is suddenly, you know, going to local steakhouses once or twice a week on the coach, then you got another problem.
Maybe. But I think it's interesting. The Uber ride thing is really interesting. So, I mean,
the kid needs a ride home and the coach is getting him a ride home.
Yeah, if the coach is getting a kid. And by the way, the coach is probably, because most good coaches are staying till the last kid goes home, right? I mean, you almost have to. And, you know, now all of a sudden, especially if you're a volunteer, you're staying away from your family, your time after practice, because you've got to wait for somebody else to come pick a kid up.
Coaches are almost volunteer because they don't make squat.
Well, that's true, too. That depends where you're at, though. There are some coaches that are making money, high school coaches that are. I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Maybe there should be a limit. Is it like
we don't know enough details?
Bucks or, well, I'm telling you the details that ESPN gave us.
I know.
Bridgewater posted earlier this month on Facebook that he paid for Uber rides, meals, and recovery services. I just think the story is weird, and I wonder where the line is on some of that stuff.
And he paid out of his own pocket.
Yeah. Hughes Norton, former agent for Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about the Open with him next.